left off in the middle of the Mishnah, Chof Tes Amar Aleph. The Mishnah is giving you a typical case of Dini Mominis. We finally picked the Dayanim, Zebor Lech, and Shtein Bor Lech, so we have the Bezin. Then you start having the Kabbalah Seydis, and you have to have the Dishad HaKir, Shabizeh Shaloi Bifnei Zeh. If you're going to interrogate the first witness in the presence of the second witness, someone will interrogate the second witness and say exactly the same as the first witness. He doesn't want to be contradicted by the first one. So obviously, the Dishad HaKir has to be Zeh Shaloi Bifnei Zeh. Then the Gemara is going to have a discussion. The Mishnah is giving you a typical case of Dini Mominis. We finally picked the Dayanim, Zebor Lech, and Shtein Bor Lech, so we have the Bezin. Then you start having the Kabbalah Seydis, and you have to have the Dishad HaKir, Shabizeh Shaloi Bifnei Zeh. If you're going to interrogate the first witness in the presence of the second witness, someone will interrogate the second witness and say exactly the same as the first witness. He doesn't want to be contradicted by the first one. So obviously, the Dishad HaKir has to be Zeh Shaloi Bifnei Zeh. Then the Gemara is going to have a discussion. Is it necessary for the two witnesses to come and testify all over again? Indeed, in the Nefashis, it would be necessary, because indeed in the Nefashis, we require that they have to testify perfectly bigger of each other. They have to constitute a cut. But indeed, in Mominis, the Gemara is going to quote that it's a machlokes hatanoim, and we pass him that it's not necessary for them to testify all over again. And then the Mishnah said, okay, so then the Bezin has a whole discussion after they ascertain what the facts are. They have a whole discussion. And at the conclusion of the Masa Matan, what do you do if there's a split vote? So if the vote is 2-1, so the two outvote the one, you go Basarayv. If the one, instead of disagreeing with the two, if the one says any Adaya, then you cannot outvote the one that says any Adaya. You have to be your Sifwa Dayanim. You have to add on two more Dayanim and proceed from there. How do you know this din that you follow Rayv? The Gemara asked the Shaila, it says on the side, it's on the Dafayim and Amadeis. The Gemara, or Zandav Gimelon Beis, the Gemara in the first parak asks the question, where is there a pasuk in Chumash that says that you follow Rav, the pasuk in Chumash in Mishpatim? Achrei Rabbi Mulhat, this happens to be speaking about Dini Nefashis. If you have a Bezdin, a Sanhedrin Tana, that's 23 Dayan, is judging a case of Dini Nefashis, and it's a split vote, and 13 say Chai, and 10 say Potter, so you follow Rav, that's a pasuk. But where do you know that even in Dini Mominis you follow Rav? So the Gemara says, well, it's a Kalachim. Madach, to give a person an Einish Misa, it's good enough with a Rav. So to give a Chiyav Mamin, a Kabbal Chayim, that's good enough with a Rav. My body follow Rav. So that's where we had a whole discussion. Taisus there. Taisus in the first parak raised the question. Did Imam Lokoshkan, it's a little Taisus on Gimel on the base. So Taisus there raises the question, what do you mean it's a Kabbal Chayim? If Rav is good and the Foshin is to give the death penalty, Rav is certainly good to be Mighty Mamin from a person, yeah. But the din is not so. The din is that ein hochem imamun achar haroiv. Whenever there's a case of din imamun, it's the one who's holding on to the money as a special schus that he's called the muchzok. And that's learned out from Xeris HaKosu. The Gemara Baba Kama learns it out from the pasuk that's such a concept of muchzok. And the Rishonim at the end of the first parak in Ksubis and the Shittim Kubetzes, and the last omud, the last daf, the first parak in Ksubis say that this special schus of the Hamoitzim Mahaber, all of Haraya, that the one is holding on to the money, possession is 9/10 of the law, is only if it's a yid. If it's enough, he's holding on, there is no special status of Mukhzok. And Rav would be good, and Borim Shem would be good, Lahaitzin, and Chazaka would be good. Special, all the special dinim, that it's hard to be Maitzin Mamun from a Mukhzok. Mukhzok has special schusim. And Svek and many hold big machlekes apostle. The Svek is good to be Maitzin Mamun. All these issues are only when it's a Yid who's holding on to the money. So then you have the special Xeris apostle of Mukhzokas. By dealing with Roshis, there is no such concept. There's no such pasuk, there's no such concept. You don't say a person is muhsak on his life. A person is muhsak on the property that he possesses, but he's not muhsak on his life. So a roiv is good to give din in the fashis. So Taisus Fektakashi, we know in Shas, that it says that a roiv is good to administer din in the fashis. They quote it's enough in the Gemara, in Sanhedrin Daf Samachtes. You're not sure whether the woman is an Eishes Ish or not. Woman is married, and someone is mezana with Eishes Ish. I may be that the woman's marriage was not chal. It may be the woman is a little girl. She's not even bas mitzvah yet. As long as she's over the age of 3, then the osavir. Before the age of 3, and the osavir, even the boil won't be chayv. After the age of 3, the boil will be chayv nisa. She won't be chayv nisa. She's a la basansha. She won't be punished. But at least the boil will be punished. From the age of 3, you can't tell whether it's going to turn out that the girl is an islandess or not. So what's going to be? Someone married a girl at the age of 2, And then years later, it turns out that this girl is an islandess and the first Mishnah in Yevamos on that base of an aleph. Sounds like it says that an islandess is a kiddushi toys. So you don't need a get, not ben atar, not ben rabban. Pashab shat in the Mishnah, you don't need a get at all. So the Gemara asks on daf samachtes and an aleph in Sanhedrin. So how can the Mishnah need to say that a one is mezana with an ashes ish is plus in the Baal Shal Shana Yom Echad, that plus in the Baal Shal Shana Yom Echad is ain't biyosa biyo. And she's older than Gimel Shana Yom Echad is biyosa biyo, and the one is mezana with her is chayiv nisa mitam boal ashes ish. It may turn out it's a suffix. It may turn out that she's not an ashes ish. It may turn out that she's really an island and since the Kedusha talks. So the Gemara says you have the right to follow the right Noshim, and not islanders. So you see from that Gemara, the Gemara in Samachtes comments on this Mishnah in Nida, that you follow Roiv to administer an Oinish Misa. Nonetheless, you cannot follow Roiv to be Moitzi Moment from a Muchzah. So you see that there is no Kavachim, just because you follow Roiv in the Fashas, there is no Kavachim that you follow on Nida Mamas. How come the Gemara there on Gimel Amud Beis claims, the Gemara quotes this Mishnah, Chavtes and Aleph, when there's a split vote in the Dezen, so the din is that you follow the Roiv. How do you know you follow the Roiv? There's no Pasuk in Chumash by Mamad. So the answer is, well, there's a Pasuk by Nefashis, and it's a Kal V'chaimah for Mamad. So that's what Tosfos asks. How can you make a Kal V'chaimah? Kal V'chaimah is not correct. We know that the Roiv is no good Lahotzi Mamad from a Muzok, and Roiv is good to give din in Nefashis. So Tosfos works on the Kasha. Tosfos there has one. We spoke about it. We learned Av Gimel. Tosfos there has one Teretz. And the Sheh Shmaitzer points out that the Tosfos in Bava Kama, there's a famous Tosfos in the first Daf on Hamaneach, has a different Teretz that disagrees with this Teretz. That's a whole literature in the Rishonim. How do you deal with this Kasha? Anyway, the Gemara that we're up to now on Lamed Amud Aleph is picking up on this theme in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if you have a split vote, the Gemara is on about the seventh wide line on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says if you have a split vote in the Beis Din, so the din is that you follow the rope. If it's 2-1 l'chiyuv, then we pass l'chayv. If it's 2-1 l'ftur, you pass k'mpon. So the Gemara has a whole discussion exactly how do you write the psak din. When they write the psak din, so they write, we, the three dayanim, met, and we all paskin that Reuven owes Shimon and $1,000. But they didn't all paskin. That's a lie. They didn't all paskin that he owes him $1,000. It was 2-1. So did they vote, did they write that in the document, in the Shtar Mais Bezin, did they write it? That the following two dayanim, like in a secular court, so this the decision of the court, they tell you which judges said lechiyuv and which judges said leftur. So one opinion in the Gemara that's how you have to write also, otherwise it's mechzik shikra. The other opinion in the Gemara is no, that you're not supposed to let anybody know. In fact, the Mishnah says you're not supposed to let anybody know. The Mishnah ends off, uminayin, the last three lines in the Mishnah, Chav Tesam and Aleph, says that after the din Torah is over, this happens all the time, after the din Torah is over, so the Bezin paskin did whatever. Reuven has to pay Shimon $5 million. So one of the Dayan will always go over to Reuven and say, I was really on your side, I fought for you, but what can I do? I lost. The other two outvoted me. So the Mishnah says that's exactly what you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to go over to the fellow and tell him who voted which way. And that's a violation of Pailach Racham Megalasur. So the Gemara says, you're going to write this into the document that the Shtar Maisa Bezin, that these two Dayan in favor, Reuven and the other Dayan was the dissenting view. So the Bezin will, all the three members of the Bezin who will sign will be in violation of the Din of Pailach Racham Megalasur. So you can't do that. We don't accept that. You don't write like that. But you also don't write a Drasheker. You don't write, we all paskin one way. That's not true. So the Gemara says, the way you should write is, Midivrehem nizdaket ploini, or midivrehem nizchayev ploini. You don't write, we all unanimously voted, you just write, after due deliberation, we came to the conclusion that you have to pay so much money. So it doesn't necessarily imply that that all three said the same. We do say batel b'roiv, that's why we follow the two against the one. We do say batel b'roiv, but you can't write mechzi kishikri, you can't write sheker into the Shtar Mais Bezin that all three unanimously voted. It's not true, it wasn't a unanimous vote. So you don't want to write sheker. The Gemara says that the Balidinim are not supposed to be present when the Dayanim have their discussion. He's supposed to send them out. We don't want the Baladinim to know who said which way. In fact, the Gemara had before, in the first parak, we had a discussion about there was a machloikis tanoim and a machloikis amaroim. What's the din of shnaim shadonu? Where the dinayim din or ain't dinayim din? So one opinion of the Gemara was that shnaim shadonu is dinayim din, the psak is good, the evidence is good. Chatchili, you need three Dirabonim. But Nikiradin, you only need one Minatera. And the need for three is only Lachatchila. And Bidiyevich, Naim Shadan would be good. Echad Shadan would also be good, but it's a Bez Mechotzel. So the Chidush Haran quoted one of the Rishonim who interpreted that a Bez Mechotzel does mean that they have a chutzpin and ha'azit to violate the Takanas Tachami that you should require Bezna three, but rather Bezna Chotzel, that they are exposed, that everybody knows that they both voted the same way. If it would have been a split vote, if the whole Bezin consisted of two, the whole Bezin consists of one. So it's obvious what he said. The one dying said, I'm Chayim. And if there were two, so it couldn't be a split vote. It's not one against one. They both said the same way. If you have Bezin of three, so you never know who said what. It could be that it was a split vote of 2-1, and it could be that one of them was on your side. And the Gemara says that that's an improper thing. You're not supposed to have a Bezna Chosuf, the way that Shita in the Chidush Aran learns. He reads the Gemara that it says if you have Shnaim Shadon as a Bezna Chosuf, not Miloshen Chutzah, but rather Miloshen Chosuf, that they're exposed. And we don't want to have that, they should be exposed. That's this Mishnah. And that's how the Chrochel Megala Soit. So that's how the Gemara says over here. That's how the Gemara has these two considerations as to how you should write how you should write when you had a split vote and the psak was given based on a 2-1 vote, how should you write? So one opinion was that you cannot write, we all voted that he's chayv, it's not true. That's a mechzik kishikra, the Gemara says. It's an issue of, that's the lashon of the Gemara. It looks like sheker, mechzik kishikra. It's not really sheker, because the bezin did paskin. Like you say, the batel beroy, the ruba kukulay, whatever you're going to use here. The din is, we consider al pi halacha as if the whole bezin did paskin that the Reuven is chayv to pay the money to Shimon. But sof katzof, it's mechzik hashikra. It smacks from sheker. Mechzik hashikra. So that's the consideration that the Gemara has. There is a discussion in the Gemara, are you concerned about mechzik hashikra or not? In other places in Gittin, the Gemara has. Kiyum ashtar means like this. I have a shtar that's signed by two witnesses that says that you owe me $1,000. I come to you and I say you owe me $1,000. I say, you don't even know who I am. How can it be that you borrowed $1,000? I come to a person who doesn't know who I am. So he says that it must be a mezuyah. The shtar must be mezuyah. So the bezin will ask me to make a kiyum ashtar. I should bring witnesses who recognize their own handwriting. They recognize their own signature. Or I'll bring other witnesses who will recognize this handwriting, or I'll bring from the bank, I'll bring canceled checks, whatever, and we'll be able to be midam hachasimus, to compare the handwriting, to compare the, if they passed away already, so we'll be able to compare the signatures, and we'll make a kiyum ashtar. So that's called kiyum ashtar. So the Gemara quotes one opinion in Amoraim that Rapapi, the Gemara quotes the memory of Rapapi. Let's say the Bezin was convened in order to make a Kiyum Ashtar, in order to listen to the witnesses come. They made up that they're going to make a Kiyum Ashtar at 6:30 in the evening. It's already 6:30 and the Baladina didn't show up, or the Yadim didn't show up, or whatever. And they're sitting, they're wasting time. So let's say the three members of the Bezin say, why should we waste time? Let's, the Vaila will write out the Kiyum Ashtar. They don't have printed forms, so they'll write. Reuven came to us with a shtar that says that Shimon owes him $1,000, and Shimon said that it must be Mizuy if he doesn't know who this guy is. It must be a faker, a forgery. And then Reuven produced the two witnesses who signed the shtar, and they testified in our presence that they really remember signing the shtar. Or they don't remember signing the shtar, but they absolutely recognize the handwriting, and they were in America, they were in New York that date, then it's possible that they did sign the shtar. So let's say they'll write the Kiyum Ashtar. They'll write it out before the witnesses testify. So Rapapi has a memory of the Gemara. Ahu asharta the daino. Asharta means a kiyum ashtar that's written by the dayonim, which was written before the witnesses testify. The witnesses didn't testify yet. And in the asharta the daino, in the kiyum ashtar, it says that the witnesses already testified in our presence that this is their authentic handwriting. So what if the Bezin filled it out before it really occurred? So Rapapi said that you're not allowed to use that because it's mechzik hashikra. And then the Gemara has a kasha, how can it be? So the Gemara says v'leisa. The Gemara says one word, v'leisa. So pasha pshad v'leisa means that we don't paskin like Rapapi because he's up gefrek. We have rayas from Mishnayas, from Gemaras, that Rapapi is wrong, that there is no problem of mechzik hashikra. So Tesis quotes one shita from the Rishayim, who says no, when it says in the Gemara V'leisa, the Gemara didn't mean to say that Rapapi's memory is wrong. The Gemara meant to say V'leisa L'kushya, that the kasha is not shver. We had asked the kasha against Rav Papi from a memre by a get. Let's say a husband, the din is that a get has to be written l'shma. So let's say the husband wrote a get for his wife. Husband's name is Reuven, his wife's name is Rachel. He writes, I, Reuven, am divorcing my wife Rachel Shine in New York City, Shine, today's day. And then he changes his mind. He's going to try marriage counseling. So he throws it out in the garbage. Along walks another man whose name is Reuven, his wife's name is Rachel. He picks it out of the garbage. He says, oh, he's going to save himself money. He doesn't have to pay a sofer. His name is Reuven, his wife's name is Rachel. He wants to divorce his wife today. So can he use that get that the first guy wrote and threw in the garbage? Can he use it to divorce his wife? So the din is a unique ksiva l'shma. So the Gemara has a machlokes ha-tanaim. What part of the get requires ksiva l'shma? So the Gemara says it depends on the famous machlokes ha-tanaim between Rab Meir and Rab Lozer, whether Eidi Chasima Karsi, Eidi Mesira Karsi. So according to Rabbi Meir, who thinks that Eidi Chasima Karsi, the whole 12 lines of the get can be written shalom l'shma. You can have it written by a goy, you can have it written in Gansam shalom l'shma, no problem. Just the chasimas on the bottom have to be signed l'shma. But the whole text of the get can be written shalom l'shma. We don't paskel like Rav Meir. We paskel like Rav Lozer that a get is good even if it doesn't have any Eidi Chasima signed at all. So you don't even need the last two lines. So the only thing you need is the top 12 lines. So of course the get has to be written l'shma, means the get, the text of the get, not the chasimas. You don't even need chasimas at all. But according to Rav Meir, that every get needs chasimas, so when the halacha requires that a get has to be written l'shma, that doesn't refer to the first 12 lines of the text of the get, that refers to the chasimas. Chasimas have to be written l'shma. So one of the early Amaroi makes a comment. According to Rav Meir, if the husband wrote a get, Reuven wrote a get to his wife Rachel. Not only shalom l'shma is good, the sefer wrote on his own without authorization from the husband. That's one kind of shalom l'shma. The sefer knows a couple who are not getting along, so he writes a get for them in the event that they'll decide to get divorced. So the get was written for that couple, but it wasn't written upon the request of the husband. There was not tzivui habal. So that's called shalom l'shma. What if it's a worse form of shalom l'shma? A different man wrote the get for his wife, and then he threw it in the garbage. He changed his mind, and then this man picks it up from the garbage. So the Gemara says, "Oyma hoya Rab Meir." The early Amoraim say Rab Meir would say, even in such a case, if motza ba'ashpa, the first one wrote it and he threw it in the garbage, he changed his mind, and the second one picks it out of the garbage, it would also be good as long as the yedim signed the shma, there wouldn't be any problem. So the Gemara says, "But what happened to Mefzi Kishikra? I bet it wasn't written for him; it was written for the first one." So you see that there's no issue of Mefzi Kishikra. That's the Gemara's proof that how can our papis say that the Kiyum Ashtar cannot be written before the Bezna was Mekabli Eidim, who will testify that they recognize the signatures, and Rav Papi is worried about Mefzi Kishikra, that it looks fishy, it looks fake, that the whole document was filled out before the thing really happened. So the Gemara says Valesa. So most of the Rishonim say Valesa means that it's not a kasha. Most of the Rishonim say Valesa means we don't pass like Rav Papi. The Halacha says that we don't worry about Mefzi Kishikra. And Taisus in Gittin quotes one opinion. Gittin, Ksubas, Taisus quotes one opinion. Valesa doesn't mean we don't pass like Rav Papi. It means Valesa Lakusha, that it's not a sphere. That when did Rav Papi say you have to be concerned about Mefzi Kishikra? Only in a Kiyum Ashtar, that's a Shtar Maisa Bezdin. When Bezdin is authorizing the writing of a document, like a Kiyum Ashtar, that's a Maisa Bezdin. Bezdin writes. So there, the Bezdin has to act above board. They have to act in an extremely proper fashion. But as far as a get is concerned, a get is not a Maisa Bezdin. The husband wants to divorce his wife, so he wrote a get. And then he throws it into the garbage, and another man finds the get. So he doesn't need a Bezdin to divorce his wife, picks it up out of the garbage, and he gets Eidim to sign it. And the Chasima is Lishmo. So according to Rav Meir, that would be a kosher get, as long as the Chasima is for Lishmo. You don't have to be concerned about Mefzi Kishikra. It's not a Maisa Bezdin. It's a private man doing whatever he wants. He wants to divorce his wife. With a Mefzi Kishikra thrown in, Gesundheit, no problem. So that's in Chosha Mishpa, the two opinions are quoted in the Mechaber, in Hilchas Kiyum Ashtar, in Simen Menvor. When you have a shtar, and the Nitva, the Taveya produces a shtar, and the Nitva says that the shtar is Mezuyef, and he says, I'm not going to pay a penny until I make a Kiyum. So the Bezdin has to have the Kiyum. Is it permissible for the Bezdin to write the Kiyum before the Yedim actually testified or not? So the Mechaber quotes the two opinions, and there's a long shach over there. The shach says that we do it all the time. We pass in la'alacha, but leisa l'derab papi. We don't pass in mefzi kishikra. We're not worried, not only by a private shtar, even by shtar ma'isa bezna. He says we do it all the time. When we make kiyum ashtar, the shach lived in Vilna, and he had a bezna in Vilna, they make kiyum ashtar all the time. So he says, we're always make alanah. And the rabbanim, when they make, when the rabbanim are mesadar aget, so they write the Ptur, as the Sofer is writing the get, the Rabbanim are sitting and filling out the Ptur. They're writing the Ptur. That the husband duly divorced his wife in our presence, the Sofer didn't even write the get yet. But they want to save time, but they're going to wait till after the Sofer writes the get, and after the Nesinus I get, and after all the questions and everything, it's going to take another half hour. So everybody wants to save time, everybody's busy. So the common practice is they follow the Shach and the Chosh Mishpat, that he says we do it all the time. That we're not concerned about the Merchzik and Shikra. Today, some Rabbanim are medaktek, when they fill out a Ksubim, so they don't want to fill out the Koninaminei, and we made a Kinyan from the Chosn, and all of the above Chiyuvim, and the Ika Ksubim, with the Tzefes Ksubim, but in the Dunya, they don't want to fill out the words B'Kanin until after they actually made the Kabbalah's Kinyan. Why? Because they're concerned about Merchzik and Shikra. Even if you're concerned, how can you write, we made a Kabbalah's Kinyan, if they didn't do it yet? Why did they write it out before? They want to save time. They don't want to start filling it out under the chuppah. They don't want to fill it out by the chassid stitch. And it's noisy and people are tumbling there, so it's just going to take more time. And the caterer is rushing, and they want to go to the badek and everything. And the rabbi didn't fill out the ksub. So the shayla says, is there anything wrong with filling out the ksub a month in advance? So most of the poskim say, what's the problem? What should be the problem? So those who are machman and nachal shiva, he puts together two chumras in order to come up with a chumra over here. So he says that we should treat the ksuba as if it's a shtar maisa bezn. Why is it ksuba maisa bezn? Ksuba is authorized by the husband. The husband writes the ksuba to his wife. So he says, because of the takanas chazal, there was a takan of the later Amarayim that kol misheni debetit gitni kedushin lo yehela esikimoy. So Rashi writes in the beginning of Gittin that you have to have a special dayin hamamun al kaf. You have to have a dayin has in Eben Ezra, it says. You have to have a special smicha. Just because a person has smicha to pass kenisa beheter is not enough of a smicha to be mesadi Gittin or to be mesadi kedushin. You have to have a special smicha, like you need for a sheikhet, you have to have a special kabbalah. It's not enough that he has smicha yeredev. Let's say he has yere yere in Shulchan Aruch. He has to have a special kabbalah. So too, to be Misad HaKidushin, to be Misad HaGet, in the days of the Ramah, they used to have special, and today also, they have special smichas. They write in their smicha that this person learned through these dinim, and he knows it well. You have to have a special person as Luman. So the Nachal HaShiva quotes HaLikud, one of the early Achrayim. So the Nachal HaShiva quotes Achrayim who say that we should treat the Ksuba as if it's a Shtar Maisad Bezin, even though it's really a private Shtar, because of this Takonas Chachamim. The takana was that you need a dayan hamamuna to supervise everything, supervise not only the actual siddur kiddushin, to supervise the ksivas haksubin. And he says, and that's the reason why, the Nachal HaShiva quotes, that's the reason why the practice is, the minig is that you have the date on the first line. He says, in a normal shtar, you always have the date on the bottom line. And the minig is that by a get, and by a ksubin, And by Mechiras Chametz, you have it on the last line. By Tanoim, the date is on the last line. So whenever it's a private document, you write the date on the last line. Whenever it's a Shtar Maisa Bezin, then the minig is, it's not a din, minig is that you write the date on the first line. So he says that from the fact that the minig is by Ksuba, you put the Zman on the first line. So that's an indication that we treat the Ksuba as if it's a Shtar Maisa Bezin. And there's one opinion in Chosh Mishpat that when the Gemara said Valesa, when the Gemara had the kasha, how can our papi be worried about the Merchzik Shikra? The din is according to Rab Meir, I feel a mitzvah ba'ashpa. Even if I find a get someone else, where to get for his wife, and I pick it up in the garbage and I use it to divorce my wife. So Rab Meir, the Gemara says, according to Rab Meir, would be good that you're not worried about Merchzik Shikra. So most of the Rishonim say v'leisa means that we don't pass like Rab Papi. He's wrong that he's worried about Merchzik Shikra. But there was one opinion that was mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. But leisa lekusha, that the kasha is nishkin kasha. Why is kasha nishkin kasha? There's a chiluk between a shtar maisa bezin and a private shtar. A man writes a get. That's a private affair. He writes a get to his wife. So there's no issue of merchzik shikra. And Rav Papi is talking about a kiyum ashtar. Kiyum ashtar is a maisa bezin. So there you do have to be concerned about the merchzik shikra. So if you put two and two together, if you choshish for that opinion, then merchzik shikra is a problem. And Ishtar Maisa Bezin. Then you're going to say that now that Takanas Chachamim was made, the later Amorim came up with the Takanas Mishene Debtiv Git Mikedushin Lo Yehei Lo Isik Imoyim. So today we treat the Ksuba as a Ishtar Maisa Bezin, and we treat a Get as a Ishtar Maisa Bezin. The Zman HaTanoim in the early Amorim, they didn't treat it as Ishtar Maisa Bezin. A private man gives a Get, Fartik. The Gemara has a Loshon in Baba Basra. Otu called the Megarish, Beidina Megarish. Everyone who divorces his wife divorces in front of Rabbanim. No, a private man gives his wife a Get. This was a takana from the later Amoraim, that Mishani Deb Tivgit Mekidushin Lo Yehei Lo Isik Imoyim, you shouldn't do Sidur Aged, unless you have a Masada Aged, unless you have a Dayan Hamamun Alkach. So these are the two Chumras that the Nachal HaShiva suggests maybe you should put together. But Lamaisa, the whole thing is very sure. If the Shach says that they do it all the time, the Shach is talking about Kiyam Ashtar Mamish. There's the original member of Rapapi. The Shach says, we don't follow that opinion in Tesis. We do the Kiyam Ashtar, we write it all the time, before the Eidim come and testify. And the meaning by all the Rabbonim who are Masadri Gittin, they write the Ptur as the Sefer is writing the Get. They're sitting and writing the Ptur. So that's Mamish and Maisa Bezin. So Maisa Bezin, Mamish, we're not Machmer. Maisa Mechol Yom, we're not Machmer. All of a sudden, by a chasen, it's a psach. Chumer al gabi chumer. All of a sudden, we're adopting that opinion that we're concerned about the Metzik and Shikra, and we treat the ksuba as if it's also a shtar ma'is bezin because of this chumer that lo yehei lo yisik imon. You have to have a dayan hamamun. So the whole thing is a big chumer. What happens unfortunately, more often than not, is that they want to be machmer to leave out the kuf of the kanina, they want to leave out the whole word of the kanina, then the eidim forget to fill it in before they sign. So then they signed before, and then the whole ksuba is no good the way it is now. So the nesivus has a chiddush that, let's say, the witnesses signed the shtar, and then they realize that they left out the word v'kanina. He says they realize they left out a word. So the nesivus says, as long as he didn't give it over to the baldin yet, so you can fill in the missing word and it's okay. And later, Achrayim are not so convinced that the nesivus is right. So you have a whole leisik. They spent a few hundred dollars to have this fancy schmancy delancy ksuba filled out, and then they can't even use it under the chuppah because they left out a word, they left out a letter, and then they forgot, and they signed it. It happens pretty often. And the Eidim signed it before they filled in the missing word. It's not a question of Mefzik is Shikra, that's a different question. Is it the right day? I think we spoke about that a few weeks ago. Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, each one for different reason, came up with a gewaldige chiddush that if the Kabbalah's Kinyan by the Chosil's Tish is done by Yom, but the Chuppah is not, the Kiddushim is not going to take place until Balayla, so they both came up independently with two different, totally different reasons why they both came up that you cannot write the Zman from the Yom, you have to write the late Zman. And most assume not so. In fact, someone wrote a Sefer in Eretz Yisrael. We mentioned someone wrote a sefer this all of Hilchas Ksuba. Like in Eretz, they put out all of Hilchas Hagola and all of Hilchas Sfira Seimer. So someone put out such a sefer all about all the laws that you have to know how to fill out a ksuba. So Rav Shlomo Zalman sent him a ha'orah and a sefer which he printed after he got to Harry printed, and it came out after Rav Shlomo Zalman passed away. Right, the month after he passed away, and it's stolen in a Torah journal. He published it, Beis Aharon V'Yisrael, I think it's called. So Rav Shlomo Zalman gave this Ha'orah, he thinks that you cannot write the earlier date. And the fellow who got the Ha'orah disagreed. And he wrote a whole Shtickel Torah why he disagrees, even after reading Rav Shlomo Zalman's Shtickel Torah. Most of the Rabbanim assumed that it's not a problem. We explained a couple of weeks ago what the issue is.
It's not
No, that's not an issue. It's not Mechzik Yishikra. So here the Gemara does raise the issue of Mechzik Yishikra. Here the Gemara says if you're going to write that we came to the... There was a split vote of the Bezin and it was 2-1. So you're going to write, and we, the members of the Bezin, came, all we paskin that Reuben is Chayef. So it sounds like we all paskin that Reuben is Chayef. So the Gemara raises an issue that is Mechzik Yishikra. So the Gemara says it's better not to write such a statement. We should write Midivreihem Nischayef Tlaini, or Midivreihem Nisdaka Tlaini. We should write a Lashon that doesn't have such a harsh sounding sound to it. It doesn't sound like it was a unanimous vote. After much discussion, we came to the conclusion. So you don't know what that means, whether it was a unanimous vote or it was a split vote. The Gemara says, here you are concerned about Mechzik HaShikra. So some Shem says, Arai, that Anishtar Ma'aseh Bezin, you should be concerned about Mechzik HaShikra. And others say, no, this is a different kind of, this Mechzik HaShikra we are concerned about. But other Mechzik, the fact that the Shtar was written before it happened, that Mechzik HaShikra we don't worry about. Here in the middle of the discussion, the Gemara raises an interesting topic. What's the din if there was a din Torah and between Reuben and Shimon? And Bezin passes that Reuben has to pay $1,000 to Shimon, which he paid. And then Shimon takes the money, goes off to Tibet. He moves away to Tibet. And then the Bezin realizes that they made a mistake. And you can't. There's no telephone. There's no fax machine. You can't reach the guy in Tibet. He just walked off with all the money now. It's not his fault. The Bezin said he's entitled. So he took the money and he left. So the din is that the bezna has to pay. Mishalim mi beisam. The dayanim have to pay. So mishnim choyres. The raptarfim was once paskin anisa beheter also. Let's say a balabos comes with a shayla and a chicken. A balabos comes a shayla basa b'cholov. And the rab says that it's treif, it's osa b'hano, and you have to throw it in the garbage. They throw it in the garbage, and the garbage collector comes and he takes it away. After the garbage collector takes it away, then the rab realizes he made a mistake, it was really kosher. It's too late. They already collected the garbage. He said that the behemoth is treifor and you have to feed it to the dogs. The dogs ate it up already, and then after they already fed it to the dogs and it's gone, then the rab realized it was really kosher and they shouldn't have fed it to the dogs. They could have eaten it themselves. So the rab is responsible for the hefsid moment over here. So the Mishnah says in Chayrus, the rab tarfim once paskin wrong, and he said, and after it was too late, so he said, holcha chamor chatarfim, that I'm going to have to pay for my chamor. They're going to take away my chamor in order to make good the hefsid moment that I did. And the Mishnah has a whole discussion, what, is it so? Maybe there was a special reason why Rav Tarfon will be papa, maybe it was a mukha lebezin, but that's the basic din, that if a dayan paskins, and he paskins wrong, whether in Nisa Beheter, or whether in Didi Mammon is, the dayan is held responsible, it's only Grama ben Ezekin, if I walk over and I smash your window, if I burn your food, I destroy your house, that's out of my mask. If I paskin a shayla, and you listen to the psak, it's only Grama ben Ezekin. So the Gemara says, no, this is a little worse than Grama, this is called Garmi, because we're talking about Frumi Yidin. Frumi Yidin are going to listen to the Psak. The Rabbi Paskins also Banra, they're going to listen. And the Rabbi Paskins, and then tell you owe the man $1,000, he's going to pay the money. So that's called Garmi, that's called the Niyad, the Hefsed Mammon comes immediately, and it's Bori Hazeke. So that's called Garmi, and we Paskins like Rameh, Danin and Dinan the Garmi. So the Dayan Shator, the Chofim, the Moira HaRosh Shator, is now responsible to pay. So here the Gemara raises a topic. What if there was a Bezna of three? Not like the story in the Mishnah Rav Tarfon was all by himself, the Mishnah Mchoris. Bezna of three and it didn't turn into the Mammonis, and it was a split vote 2-1, and the one who was outvoted was right, that Reuben didn't have to pay a penny, and the two were wrong. The two later on realized that they were wrong. So the vote was 2-1, and the one kept on screaming, how can you pass him like that? It's wrong. And they said, no, that's Taloch, and he was outvoted, right? So all three signed on the Psak. They didn't sign, we all voted unanimously. They wrote, after much discussion, he came to the conclusion that Reuben has to pay $1,000 to Shimon. Reuben paid $1,000 to Shimon, and Shimon disappeared, and can't get him to give back the money now. And now all the three Dayanim realize that they made a mistake. One of them from day number one realized that it was wrong. Now the other two realize they made a mistake, that it really wasn't chai. So the din is Medina de Gami, they have to pay. So how exactly do they pay? So the Gemara raises the possibility. Oh, so let's say, should we divide the $1,000 hefsid into three, and each one of the dayanim should pay one third? So the Gemara says, "Was is there nebuch shuldik?" The one dayan who was screaming, "What do you want? You should shoot them." There was one dayan screaming all along that he's not chayiv, that Reuben is not chayiv, and he was outvoted, and he kept on arguing with the other dayan. He was outvoted. So what did he want him to do? He should choke them. He can't do anything more. He expressed his opinion. In a nice fashion, he screamed, he did scream, whatever, and he was outvoted, farting. So the Gemara says, you can't hold him responsible, he doesn't have to pay. That doesn't make sense. You can't hold him responsible to pay one third. That's out of the question. Even though, like you said, even though the halacha considers it that he's batel beroi, when you say ruba kukuloi, and even though the halacha considers it as if the psak was issued by all the three members of the bezin, but sof kol sof, he's Einus Rahmana Patrick, so he doesn't have to pay. That's out of the question. That's what the Gemara says. So now the question is, the other two have to pay. So how much do they pay? So they made a hefset of $1,000, so divided in two. So let each one pay $500, and they'll make up the hefset. So the Gemara says, no. The Gemara says, you divide it in three. Each one pays $333, and he'll get his $666, and $333 he loses. That's what the Gemara says. Why can't... The din probably is they can pass him without him anyway, even if he does withdraw. Because Moshe has a tshuva about that. Let's say, whenever you'll have a bezna of three, let's say, you have a din Torah. Reuben against Shimon. So Reuben picks his dayan, Shimon picks one dayan, two dayan pick one dayan. So all you need is one dime, he can cripple the whole bezin. If they say against him, he'll just withdraw, and that'll be the end of the case. You can't have shnayim shadon. So Moshe says no, that since they had a whole discussion together, and it was obvious what the conclusion was, it was 2-1. So even if he's going to withdraw, it's still, the psak was 2-1. The judge doesn't have to bang down the gavel. if it's obvious what the maskana was, that it's 2-1, that somebody has to pay somebody else, even if he withdraws, it's too late. If he withdraws in the middle of the discussion, before it's obvious what the conclusion is, so you only have 2 dayon, so then you have to get a 3rd dayon. But if he withdraws, acharei kechlos hakol, after everything is all over, then it's too late. He may want to withdraw because he has such a sense of integrity. He holds the other guys are so wrong. How can I sign such a false? Okay, so he may want to refuse to sign because he's an honest person. Mezlik is shikah. How can I sign a document that's absolutely shekah? But it's not going to help. The psak is still going to be the psak. Oh, so the Gemara says like this: that the 3rd dayan who said right, who paskin right all along, the Gemara says for sure he does not have to pay. Now the question is, should the other two pay 50-50? So the Gemara says, no, since the other two didn't do the hezek all on their own, they needed a bezin of 3. So each one of them pays $333, and the poor fellow is out $333. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. That's what the Gemara says over here, and that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. So there's a famous kasha from the Ktzoy Sachoshin on this sif in Shulchan Aruch. Ktzoy Sachoshin is a commentary on the Baal Nachosh Mishpat. So he quotes that there is a discussion about the Kam in different places. What do you do if you have two partners in a hezek? You have a shor pushed another shor into a bor, or two shvarim pushed a 3rd shor into a bor, or two shvarim shenokhu es ha'echod, or adam in a shor pushed an adam into a bor. So you have 2 or 3 partners causing a hefset, and there's some kind of a quirk of halacha. For some reason or another, one of the partners in the hezek does not have to pay. For some reason or another, based on a gzeres hakosav. So what do you do in such a case when you have shnei mazik and shlosha mazik and shutfis in the hezek, and it's leka l'shtalun mihai? One of them you cannot collect for some reason or another. So do you say mishtala mihai? If you can't collect from this shutif, so mishtala mihai, we'll make the other one pay the full amount. Or do you say no, we divide over here, we divide it into 3 parts. The bezin had 3 members and we should divide it into 3 parts. One of them is part of mitam, minus rachmana patri. The one of paskin right is part of what do you want him to do? You can't expect him to choke the other 2 dayams. I'm afraid to shoot them. So he expressed his opinion of his avod. So he's potter because that is Rahman and Patra. And the other two only pay 1/3 each. They don't have to pay the share of the 3rd dayan who's potter from paying because of others. So the Tzoy says to Kasha, this issue is a machloik is hatano ayim and bobekam and afnun beis. Whenever one shutif in the hezek cannot be collected from, for some reason or another, do you make the other shutfim in the hezek pay his share or not? And we pass from Allah on the that you do, the others do pay. So how come, isn't it a contradiction? How come over here, the Gemara comes to the conclusion that when you had the 3 dayanim and it was a split vote 2-1, how come the 2 only pay their 3rd? Why don't the 2 have to pay 50-50? They should have to pay for the hefsid that was caused because of the 3rd dayan also. That's the kasha the Ktzoy Sachosh. So I remember when we learned Sanhedrin, Rav Soloveitchik said over a comment in the name of his father, Zechanu Livracha, and then years later, they printed the Chiddush of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik on the Rambam. So this is on the last page in that sefer. He quotes this kasha from the Ktzoy Sachosh, and he says the following teretz. He says, the only time the halacha says, kol hecha deleka l'shtalumi mehai, mishtala mehai, if you have 2 or 3 partners who made a hezek, and one of them, for some reason or another, doesn't have to pay. For some halachic reason, doesn't have to pay. So the halacha says the others have to pay for him. They have to pay. That's only when it's shayach to consider the others mazikim without him. Let's say, ashor shedochav chavero lebor. One shor pushed another shor into a bor. So the din is that the balabor doesn't have to pay because we learn out from the pasuk v'nofal shomer shorach amor v'nofal v'loshi apiluhu acherim. If someone pushes a shor into the bor, then the balabor doesn't have to pay. The balabor only pays when his bor was a takola. When the bor wasn't a takola, not that the shor tripped on the bor. Another shor shoved the shor into the bor, or shor pushed an adam into the bor. So the bor wasn't a takola, the bor was used as a weapon. The bor was used like a gun. A shor uses a bor. It's a clever chitme shor. The shor uses the bor as a weapon to kill the other shor. So the balabar is potter from pain. So in such a case, the Gemara has the machlekes Reb Nosson and the Chachamim. This machlekes Satanaim. Do you say kalecha deleka l'shtalumi mehai mishtal mehai? So there we say yes. The balashor has to pay all. Why? Because the shor could have made the hezek without the bor. It happened, the way it happened was the shore pushed the other shore into the Bubba. The shore could have made a hezek with that, and without pushing into the Bubba, the shore could have pushed them over and trampled on them. So that's considered, we pin the whole blame on the shore, and we say the Bala shore pays all, he's the full mazik. Over here though, the psak sof kol sof was issued by a bezin. The bezin needs three members. You can't say that the two could have paskin and made the hefset without the third one. You need three people to constitute a bezin. They weren't going to make a shnayim shadonim. So since over here you cannot say that it's not shaykh to say we should hold the two out of the three responsible for the whole hezek, because the two without the three wouldn't have been able to issue a psak. So that's why over here they are not held responsible to pay the rest. Over here you don't say kalecha delecha l'shtalu mimehai m'shtal mehai. That's what it says in the Gemara. Whatever the hezber is, that's what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Gemara rejects both possibilities. The first possibility was, let's divide in three, and each one of them should have to pay one third. Even the one who paskin right should also be held responsible. So the Gemara says, no, that's out of the question. We can't hold him responsible. He's an onus. Then the Gemara raised the possibility, let the other two pay 50-50. The Gemara says, no, that's out of the question. Cannot be. The two do not pay 50-50. Each one only pays one third, and the one third of the hefsid, he loses. Reuben loses the one third because the other dayan is butter, and the two dayanim don't have to pay on behalf of the third dayan. That's a side topic that the Gemara brings in the middle of Lamed Amud Aleph. And then the Gemara is commenting back on the Mishnah. The Gemara continues on Lamed Amud Aleph. So the Gemara goes back to commenting on the Mishnah and says, after the whole Masa Matan of the Bezin, so they bring them back in. How does it say? Gomru es hadavor, when the Bezin concludes their deliberations, hoya machnisim osam. They bring them back in. They bring whom back in? Who did they send out that they're bringing back in? So the Gemara has two ways of translating the words of the Mishnah. Either it means hoya machnisim osam, they bring back the witnesses. Because originally when we made the drisha v'chakira, we made the interrogation zesha lo b'fnei zeh. We're not going to interrogate the first witness in the presence of the second witness. We're going to say the same as the first. But now, the ma'aseh, when you want to give a psak din, so the psak has to be based on a hagodah seidus. Hagodah seidus, you need two eidim. Two eidim have to testify to the dibra of each other. So hoya machnisim osam, we bring back the witnesses and we tell them, please give the hagodah seidus all over again, tech de dibra of each other. So that's one pshat in the Mishnah. In din and nefashis, that is the halacha. That's the Gemara later, and by Megadif, that is the halacha by din and nefashis. On Daf Samach and Aleph, the Gemara says, commenting on an earlier Mishnah, that in all cases of din and nefashis, the witnesses have to testify to the dibur of each other, and a few achrayim even discuss, maybe even in din and knosis, also they have to testify to the dibur of each other, and we would require that the witnesses have to tell over the Havra to say this all over. And the Gemara says, but in din and mamanis, we paskin not so. The Gemara is going to quote, it's a machloikis satanoim. We paskin that it's not necessary. We paskin shayim dvarv shazeh hayom, shayim chaver lamocha, shayim is dvarv. You can accept the testimony of Eidecha today, and then tomorrow, well, you have to take the deed, but tomorrow the other eight can come, and Bezdim will put together two and two, and shayim will know that they have to aid him, and it's a good Kabbalah Seder. We don't require in Didi Mominis that the Kabbalah Seder should be take the deed of Rabbi Shabbat. How do you translate the phrase in the Mishnah, hoyu machnisim osam, when they're about to give the psak? They call them back in. Whom are they calling back in? So the Gemara says, no, they call back in the Baladinim. They call back in the Baladinim. Aye, but the Baladinim were there, because the Kabbalah Seder has to be Bifnei Baldin. The Gemara says, yeah, the Kabbalah Seder was Bifnei Baladinim, that for sure. But then, after they finish the whole Kabbalah Seder, then when the Bezin has the Masa Matna, and they're discussing amongst themselves whether the Din is Chayv HaPatah, they're not going to have the Masa Matna in the presence of the Baladinim. Even after the din Torah is over, they're not going to tell the Baladinim who said what. So they send out the Baladinim while they have their deliberations, and then they call them back in before they're about to issue the psak. So that's the next topic that the Gemara introduces on Lamed Amud Aleph. The Gemara quotes this machloikis hatanoim. So the Gemara has a double machloikis hatanoim. One machloikis is it necessary that the Eidim should see the same Isa? Let's say Reuben and Shimon are neighbors. They have adjacent farms, and there are always issues going on. I have behemoths, they're always running into his farm, they're always nibbling on his food, and they're always breaking his windows and trampling his food. So every month in Donnerstag, they're always chiyuv. So if there are two witnesses who say that I'm chayv to pay, so I'll pay. What if I have two witnesses that run as follows? One Eidecha testifies that my shor last Sunday, my shor made a hezek of $100 by eating up corn on the cob. And then, the Gemara has like this, what if one Eidecha testifies that my shor made $100 hezek a week ago? They already say no. Shnei Eidim means that the two Eidim are testifying on the same story. They both saw the same Hezekiah, they both saw the same Halvor. But if one is testifying about a story that happened last week on Sunday, one is testifying about a different story that happened yesterday, so then you don't have two Eidim. So that's one Machlokes HaTanoim. Do you require that the two Eidim should be Royim Ke'echot, that they should see the same event or not? So this is this is about 25 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. When the Gemara quotes the caption from the Mishnah, Gomer Sadova Hayimach Nisim. So the Gemara quotes the Tanya, we have a Braise, it says it's in the Tosefta, we have a Braise, Liyolamele and Yusim it's Tarefes, Ashiyiru Shnehem Ke'echot, the two Eidim Badinim Omenes, you have to have Al Pishnei Eidim Yachim Dover, you have to have two Eidim Badinim Omenes, the two Eidim have to be Royim Ke'echot. Bishul Ben Korcha says that that's not necessary, Afilu Bezeh Hazeh, even if one saw Hezek last Sunday and one saw a different Hezek this Sunday, that's also good. Then the Gemara has on the bottom of the daf. The Gemara has on the bottom of the daf. The Ein Edusam. You have two dots. It's on the top. Also, the same brisa continues. The Gemara has a discussion on the bottom. The Ein Edusam is Kayem is Bezan Sheirish Nein Keecher. Nasam Hashem Dvar Shesa Hayom. Kshavah Chavela Mach Hashem Dvar. This is another machlokes. Do you require that the two witnesses should testify tech the deeper of each other in court? They saw. Ayin Dalet, the word, you have aid in the singular, and then you have aidim, witnesses. So the Pashup Shat, aid means one witness, and aidim means witnesses, two or more, miyod rab mishnah. So the Gemara says wrong. You have a pasuk in a Chumash that says, lo yokum eid echad b'ish l'chol av and l'chol. Mishnah with several Nachaninis La'alochim. Chumash Dvarim. And Mishnah Torah, the Gemara says, they all agree. Mishnah Torah, all the Tanoim agree that you do Darshan Smuch. So that's the Shiloh over here. Are these two drushes that you say, Parshas Nozir is Salmuch to Parshas Saito to teach you this cloud about the Derech?